can choose to stay that way if they want to for the rest of their life. That's their issue, not yours. You have to make peace inside of you. And again, you have to learn to let it go. Liking yourself simply means to accept the reality of you. See, when you love yourself and when you like yourself, you basically live in the reality of your own personhood. You live in the reality of yourself. You enjoy the gift of the person called you. Again, in this program, we're talking about that very special word. And you'll notice constantly throughout all the steps, as I continue this journey of simplicity and this journey of love, constantly we use the word acceptance. Accept the things of life. Look at them. What's so beautiful about this is that when you accept what's going on inside of you, then you give yourself permission to change. But if you cannot love yourself just the way you are, then you can never grow and develop, because it means you are denying the most very basic thing of life, your own personal self. Making peace and making amends simply means to look at myself and realize that I am who I am, that God has given me the talents that I have and the gifts that I have, and I am grateful for them. So as I am able to love myself and I am able to experience this beautiful gift inside of me, and then all of a sudden I begin to feel this inner peace, this inner love, we call it the inner energy, the higher power. All of a sudden my life begins to make sense. All of a sudden things begin to work for me. They tell us over and over again how important it is to have faith and to trust the universe, how important it is to be able to look at things around you and be open to them. And the more you trust and the more you're open to situations in your life, the more easy and more beautiful your life becomes. Also, as we look at the spirituality of ourself, we also then begin a very special process of learning to respect ourselves. See, again, one of the things we do not do, we do not give ourselves our own personal self-respect. A beautiful part of self-respect is to be able to realize the maturity of me, the gift of me. Also to be able to realize how special it is for me in making peace deep down inside, how special it is for me to be able to understand that I am a person and I am responsible for me. So many times we sit around and we wait for other people to take care of our responsibilities. So many times we want others to do things for us. And that's why it's so important in our recovery process that we learn to find peace, we learn to look for settlement, and we learn to accept the responsibility of our own life. What is self-respect? Self-respect means that I am responsible for who I am, I'm responsible for my behavior, and I am willing to clear up, make amends, and settle things because of the responsibility that's inside of me. Also, what I learned through this very simple program of recovery, I learned the beautiful gift of my responsibility, and I am willing to be responsible. See, in respecting yourself, you assume and you grow, and you assume the responsibility for your life. Also, in this beautiful aspect of spirituality and making amends, I am now learning how to care about myself. As I learn to care about me, what I actually begin to do is I begin to look at myself totally differently. I begin to realize the sacredness and the beauty of my body, how special it is. I begin to treat it in a very special way. I begin to honor it and respect it. I begin to realize the beauty of it, and I begin to feed it and nurture it and relax it. And I begin to realize how important life is to be lived and celebrated. See, so many of us don't know how to live. We don't know how to enjoy. We don't know how to be peaceful. Because so basically we live inside of our head instead of in our heart, instead of experiencing the beauty of the insides of us. That's why in this recovery program, especially in the 8th and 9th step, we are now learning a whole new concept of life. We are learning to build this very beautiful and special friendship with my body, with my spirit, with my mind, with every part of me. And it almost is like your life becomes an adventure. It's almost like you open yourself up